Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this is a story you will hear only on 1010 Winds. The woman who was nearly killed by a subway train after being pushed onto the tracks at Union Square spoke with our Carol Dioria.
Liliana Sagbasella's eyes filled with tears when she started to talk about her ordeal. She doesn't remember anything, except that she was waiting for a subway train at Union Square Station, and she was about to listen to her Bible stories. The next thing she remembers, she was in Bellevue.
I didn't know what happened. When I was in the hospital, I wake up. The doctor opened the eyes and said, what happened? I think I was dreaming. They don't say, what happened? You have an accident.
But then a police officer showed her the video of her being pushed.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. When I come here, they show the video. Does this happen to me? Now I understand why everybody in the police say me, you are live for the miracles.
The victim is 40 years old, married with two daughters, a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old. She has some dizziness and 8 stitches in her head and a little difficulty walking without help. But the doctors say despite 2 subway cars running over her, she's going to be fine. Come Monday, she hopes to be well enough to press charges against the alleged pusher. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
A 10-day stay-at-home order kicks in next week in Newark. That will run from Wednesday, November 25th through December 4th, so it includes the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday.
Friday and Saturday nights, the streets of the Ironbound will be closed to visitors from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. There's already a 9 p.m. curfew in much of the city during the week, 10 p.m. on weekends, with non-essential businesses forced to close at 8, including indoor dining. Many here agree with the measures.
They need it because of the influx of the virus.
I think they need to, because it's just getting worse. So like, without the restrictions, we're never going to pop our rules. Everybody's going to do what they want to do, and we're going to continue going through this virus, getting sick.
But some say it hurts small businesses and has other adverse effects.
The one reason I don't think it's right, because when you close one area, what's going to happen? People's going to go to around other areas. So it doesn't make sense for me.
And now Mayor Roz Baraka issuing a 10-day stay-at-home order starting next Wednesday to help control the spread. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Newark.
Mayor de Blasio reiterating his warning about shutdowns to come in the city.
Mayor de Blasio says given the numbers, he expects the state to designate New York City as an orange zone the first week of December. It'll mean that indoor restaurant, dining, and gyms will shut down. Dr. Dennis Nash of CUNY's Institute for Population Health says more positive messaging may be needed for people who plan to do more activities inside.
I'm talking about things like opening windows when that's possible, or spending a little more time outdoors than you might normally do, or wearing masks indoors.
He says it's best to keep it tight.
Smaller groups of people as opposed to larger ones.
He says even taking turns at the table might do the trick. And if you're traveling, think about driving. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
2 people have been killed in an apparent shooting near Kennedy Airport. This was a car going westbound on Rockaway Boulevard. There were 4 people in a vehicle, the driver and another man in the front, a woman and toddler in the back seat. The woman reportedly heard popping and then is said to have seen both men get shot. The car veered into oncoming traffic and crashed into a fence bordering the airport. Both men were pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital. The woman and child rushed to Cohen Children's Medical Center with minor injuries. So far, hard is not clear where those shots came from or if they were the intended target. Stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the very latest. The second wave is really hitting New Jersey, where the governor reported more than 3,600 new cases and another 23 deaths. Hospitalizations rose for the 21st straight day. The governor also today clarified the capacity limits for Thanksgiving high school football games.
For outdoor organized high school sporting events, individuals necessary to the supporting sporting event, such as players, coaches, and referees, will not count toward the 150-person limit. This will mean that these sporting events, including the upcoming Thanksgiving week high school football games, can have up to 150 spectators.
This comes as part of the revised limits on outdoor activities, which have been reduced from 500. Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, which was at the center of the outbreak in New Jersey, is seeing an uptick in COVID cases.
We have 35 patients in the hospital now. At our peak in March and April, we had 251 patients. We have five patients on ventilators right now. At our peak, we had 46 patients on ventilators. So that's a major difference.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett says indeed this is far away from the nightmare of 8 months ago. It seems the vulnerable population in North Jersey are taking precautions. Younger folks are not.
I think the disease is actually very widespread in the community right now, but I think it's in younger, healthier people more than in sicker people like we saw back in March and April, and I think that's part of it.
Nearly 250 lives were lost here at Holy Name. At the height of the crisis, I asked Jarrett, could we ever get back to that rate of devastation?
I don't think we're going to go back to that.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds at Holy Name in Teaneck.
Governor Murphy today signed Daniel's Law. This prohibits the disclosure of the home addresses on the Internet of current or retired federal, state, and municipal judicial officers, prosecutors, law enforcement officers, their spouses, or children. It comes following the fatal shooting of the 20-year-old son of federal judge Esther Salas outside their New Jersey home. Authorities say the gunman, who later shot and killed himself, had found the address online. At the bill signing, Salas talked about the need for this new law.
While today is yet another painful reminder of the vicious attack on our family, it's also a day to celebrate and to be proud of being from New Jersey.
The penalty for violating the law is 3 to 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for a second alleged MS-13 gang member charged in the murder of two teenage Brentwood High School girls and five others. This is 24-year-old Jairo Sainz, who's nicknamed Funny. Prosecutors had previously announced they would seek the death penalty for his brother, MS-13 leader Alexi Sainz. They say capital punishment's justified because of the planning that went into the murders, the use of juveniles in carrying them out, and the impact on the victims' families and communities. If the death penalty is handed down, it would still need the okay of the U.S. Attorney General. A Buffalo area business owner is hoping to give people a laugh this Thanksgiving, and the joke's on Governor Cuomo. Daniel Bacon Jr. is selling stickers that feature half of the governor's face, so you can, like, stick it in your window and have him check it out to make sure you don't have more than 10 people in your house for the holiday. If you've got $10 to throw away, that's how much they cost, with free shipping.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.